F-H-E. Saints means friends. Based on a true experience by Lisa H. Fernelius. Ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Why does it feel so different? Lara wondered, staring down at her hands and nervously twisting her CTR ring. The chairs were the same. The carpet was the same color. The songs were the same. Even the teacher, Mrs. Wright, happened to have the same name as Lara's primary teacher in her old ward. Mom, who had moved away many times as a child, had reassured Lara that the church was the same everywhere you went. Saints are saints, and that means friends, she always said. Well, it doesn't feel the same to me, Lara thought as a tear dropped into her hands. Boys and girls, let's welcome Lara Bybee, a new member of our class, Sister Wright announced. Lara, where do you live? Lara struggled to swallow the lump in her throat. We're staying in a motel for a week until we move into our house. I think our address will be 48 Earl Street. That's close to my house, the girl sitting next to Lara exclaimed. How nice, Stacy, Sister Wright smiled. Let's all introduce ourselves to Lara. Lara managed a quick glance at each of her new classmates as they said their names. Everyone was trying to be nice, but still Lara wanted to run out the door and never come back. She wanted to return to her old ward, where she knew everyone and where everyone loved her. She wanted elderly Sister Glove to hug her and tell her how tall she'd grown in just 1 week. She longed to have Brother Webster squeeze her small hand in his huge, rough one and tease her by asking when she was coming to slop his hogs. She wished she could help catch Brother and Sister Jensen's active twin boys when it was time to load them into the car. Most of all, she wished she could sit in the shade of the pine tree on the church's back lawn and laugh with her friend Rachel while they waited for their parents. As Sister Wright began the lesson, Lara realized it was the same one the other Sister Wright had taught the week before in Lara's old ward. "Why is it important to keep the Sabbath day holy?" the new teacher asked. "It's a commandment," a boy named Daniel answered. Lara remembered what the other Sister Wright had taught. "It is a commandment, but it is also a way to show that we are Christ's followers. By keeping the Sabbath day holy, we receive help to stay clean from sin." Keeping the Sabbath day holy is a privilege. Lara had promised herself and the Lord right then that she would always treat the Sabbath with reverence. Remembering that promise helped Lara feel calm and peaceful. "What are some things we should avoid doing on Sunday?" the new Sister Wright asked. "We shouldn't go hunting or fishing or to ball games," one boy said. "We shouldn't work," another said. "We shouldn't make others work by going shopping or out to eat," the girl at the end of the row added. "Excellent answer," Sister Wright said. Suddenly, Lara's awful feeling returned. Tears filled her eyes. This time, all of them came spilling onto her lap. "Lara, what's wrong?" Stacy whispered. Sister Wright stopped her lesson and knelt in front of Lara. "What's the matter, sweetheart?" "I had this lesson last week," Lara sobbed, "and I promised Heavenly Father that I would always keep the Sabbath day holy. But I just remembered that we're staying in a motel and we'll have to eat in a restaurant today, and it's Sunday." Sister Wright wrapped her arms around Lara's shaking shoulders. "It's all right, Lara. The Lord understands your situation." "Lara doesn't have to eat in a restaurant," Stacy declared. "She can eat at my house. I know my mom will say it's okay." As soon as primary was over, Stacy grabbed Lara's hand and pulled her down the hall toward the Relief Society room. "Mom, Mom, can Lara's family eat with us? They're new in the ward and they're staying in a motel, and Lara doesn't want to break her promise to keep the Sabbath day holy by eating in a restaurant, so I told her..." "Whoa," Stacy's mom held up her hand. "I think we already have things worked out." Turning toward the woman next to her, Stacy's mom said, "This is Sister Bybee, and I've already invited her and her family to come to our house to eat." "Yippee!" Stacy clapped her hands and then gave Lara a big hug. "See, I told you my mom would say it's okay." Lara smiled. Her mom was right. Saints are saints, and that means friends. End of the story. Saints means friends. Based on a true experience by Lisa H. Fernelius.